Welcome to On the Road with the Jaguars, brought to you by ProTrans. I'm Brian Sexton along with Jeff Loggeman. The Jaguars have landed in Newark and arrived at the team hotel. And, you know, this isn't a playoff game, but for the Jaguars, it kind of has the feel of something big.
It's kind of given a big opportunity here. You know, where you come off the bye, you're in a division that seems to be in a big muck, and you have an opportunity to kind of wade out of that muck and be maybe tied for the lead, which is crazy to think at 3-5.
You know, all week long, I at least have been talking about the distinct opportunity that is there. And for this team in particular, it's there because they're quarterback.
I don't think there's any doubt it's about the quarterback here with the Jaguars. Blake Bortles has made tremendous strides. The wide receiving core has made tremendous strides. The one thing that I'm looking forward to in this ball game, the New York Jets play a ton of man coverage. Everybody knows about Cromartie and Revis. But Julius Thomas is starting to develop a chemistry with Blake Bortles, and they're close. They're really close. And if there was ever a game that you would like to see this chemistry really come to fruition, this will be it against the Jets because they're going to see a lot of man.
All right, we can talk big picture all we want. What is Gus going to tell these guys in the meeting rooms tonight and tomorrow before the game?
I don't think Gus changes his message whatsoever. I think it's the same message that he's always had. Compete and get the most out of your abilities. That's just Gus Bradley. He doesn't change anything that he does. And I think that makes him very unique. And I think that will serve him well in the long run. But I think the players know. I mean, he's talked about it this week, about the situation with the division. It's like the big elephant in the room. It's pretty obvious.
All right, one key. Jaguars stop Chris Ivory. Does that give them a win?
Well, I don't know if it gives them a win, but I think it's going to give them a chance because it's going to be difficult to score points against the New York Jets. If the New York Jets defense played like they did last week against the Oakland Raiders, it shouldn't be a problem to get a win if you stop Chris Ivory. If the New York Jets play defense like they're capable of playing, like they did against the Miami Dolphins, it's going to be a tough ball game.
All right, Jaguars and Jets, a big game for the Jags tomorrow from MetLife Stadium, and we'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com.